The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
It's time for the Instant Replay. The San Jose Sharks lose 4-1 at the hands of the Colorado Avalanche in their sixth game of the season. Here is how it all happened tonight at SAP Center in front of a crowd of 14,125. It all opened up with Colorado on the move. They outshot the Sharks 12-6 in the first period and looked as domineering as they did against the Anaheim Ducks just a couple of games ago. Ross Colton, who is probably the luckiest man on the face of the earth because he's playing on the same line as Nathan MacKinnon, was the beneficiary of all of MacKinnon's work in the first period. Throw Cale Makar into that too on defense as Colton's goal at 6:23 of the first period on the power play gave the Avalanche a 1-0 lead. Rantanen on the right side, back to Makar on the point, to MacKinnon, left circle, walks in, throws it for the net, score! Ross Colton just had his stick down as MacKinnon applied the magic. One-time shot, just past goaltender Vanacek. Power play tally for Colorado, 1-0 Avalanche. The reason why they were on the power play was one of the mistakes the Sharks made early that was critical to the game. A bench minor for too many men on the ice at 6 minutes. That really stung, and Colorado, the goal by Colton, his fifth, from MacKinnon and Makar at 6:23, made it 1-0 Avalanche. Then San Jose would try to come back, but Justus Annunen made a couple of big saves. A steal for Will Smith, maybe. Not quite, but Luke Cunnan grabs it, shoots it toward the net wide. Will Smith gets the rebound, turns away from a check, centers in front, stopped there by Annunen. Another save for Annunen, and the Sharks are going to watch the rebound scurry out to center. That was a pretty good chance to get things even, but unfortunately it was still 1-0 Colorado. And then the Avalanche, even strength with about 3.5 to go in the period, put the top line out there again, and a brilliant pass got to Ross Colton, and he was gone. Here's a breakaway for Colton, moving in, shooting it, score! On a line change, the Sharks get caught. MacKinnon flipping it down the middle. Colton was streaking in at full speed, got around the defense, captures the puck. He skated right past everybody and made it 2-0 with now only 3:23 to go. Okay, 16:37 the time of that goal. Colton's second goal of the game, sixth of the season, assisted actually officially by Rantanen and Cale Makar. So MacKinnon was involved in that but did not get an assist on the play. But it was a 2-0 Colorado lead. Now, as far as Colton is concerned, it's the second consecutive game in which he has scored two goals. It is the sixth time in his career that he has had a two-goal game. So, pretty good day for him already, and we weren't even done with the first period yet. But Colorado would get a penalty, and at 18:07, it was because of a little rough stuff between Luke Cunnan of the Sharks and Josh Manson of the Avs. You see, at that point, Manson got a double minor for roughing, taking exception to something that Cunnan did accidentally against one of his teammates. Cunnan got two for roughing. Manson got a double minor for roughing. The Sharks were on the power play, and that set things up for William Eklund. Controlled now by Granlund, moves down the wing, in back behind the Colorado net, holding the puck, stick handling up near side, stopping inside the circle, backing up away from O'Connor, moving into the circle in front. Eklund shoots, and he scores! Top shelf for William Eklund. That play was beautifully designed by Mikhail Granlund, who gets the primary assist, and Eklund back in the lineup tonight. Avalanche 2, Sharks 1, with only 1:35 to go. Granlund and Tyler Toffoli each got assists, so Mikhail Granlund now has 5 assists in his last 3 games. Toffoli extends his point-scoring streak to 4 straight with 3 goals and 2 assists in that time span. And also, William Eklund back in action. I think that was a beautiful finish, Scott Hannon, putting it top corner, but it was all because of what Granlund did to buy time and space.
Yeah, that was off the face-off win when Wennberg actually broke his stick and Colorado didn't pick up on it, but Granlund carried it behind the net, able to buy enough time. And then, you know, he like he does so well. He really is just a facilitator of that offense. And there he just fed it down to Eklund, who made a strong move towards the net.
And so the Sharks had life at the end of the first period. They were outshot by Colorado, as I mentioned, 12-6. But that goal by Eklund on the power play gave them an opportunity to get back in the game. Unfortunately, San Jose would dominate in the second period, but there would be no scoring for either side. And the only other highlight was Henry Thrun's first fighting major of his NHL career, stepping up with Drew O'Connor. Drew O'Connor getting two for tripping with a leg check on Fabian Zetterlin. That's why Thrun stepped up to defend. And at 7:13, that put the Sharks on the power play. But again, the power play did not come through for San Jose in that instance, or in three other instances in the second period, when Miles Wood went off for holding, Calvin DeHaan for holding, and Josh Manson for tripping. And so the opportunity was squandered, and the Avalanche held on to the 2-1 lead. In the third period, San Jose continued to press. To their credit, they didn't get demoralized by the fact that they didn't score on those chances. They just kept pushing. They outshot Colorado 7-4 in the third period. Totals for the game, the Sharks 26 and Colorado 22. So tonight marks the first time that they've outshot an opponent in a game this season. But unfortunately, Colorado would get the rewards for the chances they got. With 10:03 remaining in the game, Joel Kiviranta found himself wide open and in front of a net. And because Vitek Vanacek just tried to get back into position and spin around to make a spectacular save, Kiviranta stayed patient and put the game away. Ivan works it free. Ludvig on the point. In front by himself, they score! Kiviranta twisted Vanacek into a pretzel. He was all by himself under the defense, and as Vanacek spun to try to get back into position, it was backhanded home by Kiviranta, and it's 3-1 Colorado. What a play. Indeed, what a play. Kiviranta's first of the year. Manson and Ludvig got the assists on that at 9:57, and the Sharks were just out of reach once again. It came down to the final couple of minutes. The Sharks pulled their goaltender Vitek Vanacek with another strong, solid effort tonight. But it would be the big boys that would get it done again for Colorado. Cale Makar finished it off. Kept in by Granlund. Nice job. Moves to the middle of the ice. Holds it. Feeds it on the right. Eklund tried to feed it in front. And that was Wenberg, but a sliding, diving play by the defense led by Girard knocked it away. And Makar shoots. Score! Cale Makar, long distance, in the back of the net. Empty netter, 4-1. Colorado. Tough way for it to end for Sharks fans. They outshot Colorado 26-22, but Cale Makar gets his second goal of the game and his third point of the night, assisted by Nathan MacKinnon and Samuel Girard. That an empty net goal at 18-23, making the final score the Avalanche 4 and the Sharks 1. And so the question remains, where do the Sharks go from here as they hit the road for the next four?
I think they can take some positives out of that game. They can take that second period and the way they moved their feet. They were able to draw penalties. You know, obviously, we know that the Sharks have some things that they got to work on. But when you bring that energy against a top team like Avalanche, you know, they got to take that out on the road and come out and play the same way.
San Jose drops back in the standings once again to 0-4-2 in their first six games of the season under Ryan Warshawski, while the Avalanche now, after losing their first four games of the season, have won two straight. They're 2-4, and they have 4 points on the year, while the Sharks have two. That's it for our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.